This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stories of the day, the events, the issues, the people talk that hopefully will matter to you as you go through your day. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner are the J's and the DJV handle. And then there's Victoria Keelan here at your service, inspiring, I'd say. Hopefully that's what our effort is, to inspire you each day to kind of do things better and be better. The vaccine thing, if I've seen one story, this story continues on ad nauseum. Vaccination, get another shot. I almost was convinced this weekend, listening to some people, that I ought to go get a fourth shot.
Oh boy.
And then I started thinking to myself about all of the stuff that's been back and forth, and there's a lot of credibility now to what, because it was attached to the right, it didn't seem credible to people on the left. But now, this whole business about whether you're better off to have had the disease and as you survive going forward, you'll be better off than if you had the shots. And it seems to me it's anti-productive or anti-climactic, maybe, for all the people that are still hollering, go get a shot, go get a shot.
Well, that's not what the CDC study showed. It showed, going back to, if you had natural immunity and never got vaccinated, that you had protection against Delta. That was the equivalent of one shot.
Right.
But natural immunity did not help. That's why a lot of people, against Omicron, that's why a lot of people, like, I know a few people who aren't vaccinated who got COVID last year, and then
right.
They got Omicron. They skipped Delta. They made it okay through Delta, and then they got Omicron. And they're not, like, that sick, but, you know, it's just, they've gotten boosters.
Well, that's the same argument
after.
For people with the shot. I mean, people with the shot were still getting Omicron. People with
right. The whole
natural
point is
immunity
to not end up in the hospital.
We're still getting Omicron. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a net zero, or the like a neutral, I guess, as this new variant came to be.
Well, when I look around and see what's going on, there's a doctor named, I want to say Malarkey, but it's not Malarkey, it's Maliki, I think, Makaly, who's been very visible. He is a Johns Hopkins prof and actually is a resident, I think his specialty is surgery. But he was involved in several conversations that I saw. He's been interviewed a lot lately about the impact of what the CDC has told the country and what it hasn't told the country, and how the private research that's been done basically solidifies what I just said. That is, that you're better off, actually, for the future, if you have had the disease and now have the things that protect you from getting it moving forward versus the shots. Now, I would like to have had both, and Ken Kronhaus says I'm trying to get the antibody test. I've probably had it, and I didn't know that I had it. But getting the shots just, I think, makes you feel a little bit better. And people who have listened to me over the years think it's really strange that I've been that gung-ho about the vaccine. And I think that I have been, because in my mind, the people that think or say that we ought to get a vaccine have made a convincing argument. I have not been convinced by the people who I normally respect and do respect that not getting or having the vaccine is going to lead to something down the road that I'm going to be sorry about. I don't know that. So living in the here and the now.
I mean, most people believe that it's fine, and that's why it went through all the tests. But yeah, that's a very odd thing. People who are claiming that they want to not get the vaccine and it's their choice or anything, that's fine. But they're the ones who seem to be the most bullying towards people who have gotten shots. It's, yeah. I don't know. It feels like everybody's got one in their family, right? Or somebody in their circle. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We have a friend that who is, he was originally against getting the shot until he actually got COVID. And at first he was like, oh, it was nothing. It was a sinus infection that we didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. And he was like, oh, no, that was actually really bad. But prior to that, he would always give us a very hard time for getting the shot. And we were like, we respect your decision not to. Just back off of our decision to get it.
Yeah. Everybody needs to make their own thing and move into a circle and leave people's, you know, it's not anybody else's business anyway.
Well, and my biggest thing was just the whole, I guess, where I come from, it's like, tell us all the truth, tell us all the sides, not just the truth that works for your argument. Right. And so I have been screaming since I got it. Like, for the people who had it, what are we supposed to do when we get it? And there was not a lot of clear information. What really happens with immunity, and what has been so frustrating is people, and I'm talking from the highest levels of the CDC and Dr. Fauci, just ignoring the impact of natural immunity when
Fauci
was
looked
insane.
Mad. All the time when it comes
is
to
is that this there's stuff. A real conversation for people who have had it, and to poo-poo it, it's like it just doesn't match all of the other surveys that you're seeing or all of the other studies you're seeing about natural immunity. It's just very frustrating because it is something that should be a personal choice. And for you, Doug, who is someone, and I'm not saying that you're old, but I'm saying who is of a certain age who has not had it.
I am of a certain age, yes.
I mean, you think that you may, but you don't know that you've had it. The vaccine is probably perfectly a great decision for you. It's perfectly appropriate.
Yeah, this affects
other
people so badly that every doctor that we know has said, look, if younger people don't want to get it, fine, but if you're an older person or you have older people in your life, make sure they get it, because this is not an easy thing to overcome if you're older.
And it
over
becomes
65.
More therapeutic. It's gonna, you know, and that's the other thing that's been so annoying. It's like saying, well, people with COVID who don't have the vaccine are gonna die, and people with the vaccine are not gonna die, because that's simply just not true. The death rate on this thing
is
so low,
yeah.
Vaccinated or not.
The numbers
have been so skewed.
Yeah, it's been a mess. All right, let's talk about money.
Well, the guy, just before you move on, the guy who's getting a lot of heat right now is Javier Becerra, who's the former Attorney General of California, who was named Health and Human Services Secretary. And everybody's like, where is he? Apparently, the Biden administration isn't even pulling him out anymore. So I would imagine he might be one of the first cabinet positions to get the old heat.
Marty Walsh, who's the Secretary of Labor, he's going to run for governor in Massachusetts, so he'll be gone soon. And that there are a lot of people in the Biden administration, I heard from a friend of mine who's high up in Democratic circles, that just don't like what's going on. They don't see Joe as the leader. They see people behind the scenes as leaders, and they get mixed messages, and it's kind of messy. That's what I hear. Prices and record sales. For example, the number of people who have bought, or companies buying, commercial real estate, because of what happened, the devaluation of office space, there are a lot of places that are for sale. Investors now, some of these big investment firms, Wall Street companies, are trying to buy all of this commercial property. Apparently last year sales totaled $800+ billion. That's twice what was sold the year before. And I understand it. I see it. Warehouses are going all over the place. I have, and as an aside here, a friend of mine, I had two stories yesterday that involved the warehouses going up everywhere for Amazon. A friend of mine who has had a farm down in a town probably 25 miles south of where I live in Framingham, had a farm. And he had 70 acres, and he wanted to sell it. And so somebody, it's actually up the street from Foxborough Stadium. So Kraft offered him $3.5 million for the land. And he signed an agreement. They gave him a deposit. And bingo, he was going to go off. And then he got a knock on his front door from the real estate people at Amazon. And they said, hey, we heard your land was for sale. We'll give you $7 million for it. So the guy says, wait a minute, $7 million and $3.5 million. Which deal should I take? Well, he'd already signed a deal with Kraft, and so he told Kraft that he wasn't going to sell him the land, that he was going to sell it to Amazon, and Kraft took him to court, and they got like 10% back out of him. He got $700,000. Kraft got $700,000 out of him in the settlement, but the guy still got $7 million instead of $3.5 million. So he said, so what's $700,000? But the reason I bring it up is because it shows how cockeyed. You look at these sales of commercial real estate, that the real estate capital people are talking about and how the values have gone down. So everybody's running in because they know sooner or later it'll be valuable for different uses. And Amazon is number one. I'm talking about every, there's Westboro, Massachusetts, which is two towns away from me. There are three Amazon 60, 70, 80,000 square feet buildings going up. And it's like this all over the country. They're springing up everywhere. And so that's going to push the value of real estate. So I go back to asking the question about, and from the money point of view, is it healthy for us to have one company controlling that much real estate? And I look around and think, is there anybody else? Is there, I'm asking the ladies here, do you know of any other company that controls as much real estate at the moment as Amazon does? Or as much of the economy as Amazon does?
Yeah, I don't know. Real estate, but, well, actually, I think Walmart still employs more people. That's still the biggest employer in the U.S. So there are still more people that work for Walmart than Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and I would say Amazon. I would say Walmart's probably the only thing that can rival it. Maybe it still is ahead. I'm not sure.
What's really interesting, though, about what Amazon's going to do is that now they killed the brick-and-mortar business, right? Everything that Amazon offered, they killed
now
the brick-and-mortar.
And
now they're going to brick-and-mortar, and they've got a sweet deal because no one's in those stores that they're going to.
So they've driven. You can make the argument, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, that they did it purposely to drive down prices so they could go in and take over the malls. I've seen,
of course,
in the last 3 or 4 weeks, Amazon bookstores, Amazon retail stores selling the stuff they're selling online in retail stores, in malls, where the other stores have gone out of business because of Amazon. It's like, hello, around, around, around we go. I think that's, I don't know, I've never had any use for Bezos. I saw a story yesterday in California about him. His girlfriend apparently is a licensed helicopter pilot, so he bought her a helicopter, and she's flying him around. And a helicopter from one place to another, to another, to another. God love them all. On the DJV download, horror story from a hotel in Ohio, which sent a lot of people to the hospital. That's one of the things that is on the docket. The DJV download has a focus on Martha Stewart and Sir Anthony Hopkins and Octomom. There's a character and a half. Plus one of the other recent downloads, focusing on the 1986 Challenger disaster. We talk about the pros and cons of a four-day work week. All these things are sort of summaries of what we talk about on the air. Check it out every day. DJV download at djvshow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on? Jay Kirshner is here to bring us up to date so that we have the steady stories on the trending social media pages. I see that Rihanna is pregnant, and by whom, I suppose, is the question. Is she
her dude, A$AP Rocky? Yeah, he's a rapper.
A$AP Rocky?
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
Right.
By birth.
And his mother named him ASAP because he was born real fast.
Only complete 10 with a dollar sign as the end.
Right.
Totally
as
on the birth certificate.
As soon as possible, Rocky. What's his Rocky's real name? Probably Harry Smith.
The Rocky part actually came from his mom. That's the nickname she calls him because his given first name is Rakim. And so Rocky was really close to it. And then when he was younger, he and all of his friends would run around, and they all had ASAP in front of their name.
Really? Very exciting. That's like, I at least can figure out LL Cool J. That's one that I get. But some of these other names, anyway. Okay, so that's not the story.
Yeah, she's pregnant. It's exciting. Everybody's speculating now, looking at different photos that she's been seeing around town in the last couple of weeks and how she was hiding her pregnant belly so well with all of the baggy clothes. She usually does wear a lot of baggy clothes, and yeah, it's the perfect time for heavy coats. The couple were spotted out, and she was wearing a pink coat that was unbuttoned at the belly.
She looks really pregnant. I don't know how far along she is, but she looks very pregnant.
Well, and that's what I question, because it's definitely at least past the first trimester, because that's when a lot of people don't say anything that they're pregnant, because so much can still happen and go wrong during the first trimester. But
she looks like she's 2 months away from giving birth. Like that the bare stomach picture, she's huge.
Yeah, but if she's dealing with anything like health-related stuff, because sometimes if somebody's dealing with a lot of early preeclampsia or something, they may look like their full term at 25 weeks.
I think she's
healthy. She's 33. She's not like a geriatric pregnancy. Would you say?
I don't know how many weeks it takes to cook a baby, so when people say, oh, 25 weeks, it means nothing to me. What's the, how long is,
well,
is fully
it's
baked?
40 weeks is fully baked.
Okay.
But that's also counting, it counts a couple weeks before you're even pregnant. It goes from the first day of your last cycle for ladies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so you're technically pregnant before you're even pregnant. That's how they count it.
Right.
But she is so adorable, that little pregnant belly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, David Letterman is going to be dropping by tonight on the anniversary of the Late Night Show, 40th anniversary of the Late Night Show. Started February 1st, 1982. He was there at NBC, and then he went to CBS to compete with Johnny Carson. That never quite worked out, but anyway, he's good. I like David Letterman, Frank.
I love Letterman. He was always my favorite.
Yeah. So anyway, the 40th anniversary celebrating with Letterman. Who else is going to be on there? Jimmy Fallon probably, right? Doesn't he? Who's been on there? I see Conan O'Brien.
Fallon had that show. Yeah. Fallon had it. Seth Meyers has it now.
Right.
Letterman at, forget. Somebody, did James Corden have it for a minute? No, I guess
wasn't
not.
Wasn't that Conan? No, CBS. Conan was on.
Oh, ABC. Conan had
did,
it for,
didn't he?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, under the circumstances, I'm disappointed in Seth Meyers. He's become much more. He used to be kind of a funny kid, and now it's all politics. He feels like he's the next Stephen Colbert, who is another pain in the you know what. I don't get it. You turn off half the audience. Letterman. He kind of knew where he was politically, but he didn't use it. He didn't, you know, Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, they never talked. You never felt you knew their politics.
Well, they just went after everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Equal opportunity. Like us here. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 91 million Americans are under winter weather alerts and nearly 6 million on cold temperature alerts. The National Weather Service is reporting states from Colorado to Vermont are experiencing the impact. An Arctic front is due to hit the hardest in the south, where icy roads and power outages will lead to headlines for the next 48 hours. Leaked documents from a White House Situation Room meeting the day before Kabul, Afghanistan fell to the Taliban shed new light on just how unprepared the Biden administration was to evacuate Afghan nationals who helped the United States in its 20-year war. Hours before the Taliban seized control of the Afghanistan capital on August 15, 2021, senior Biden administration officials were still discussing their plans. Remember the fire. It's been announced country singer Mickey Guyton will perform the Star Spangled Banner at SoFi Stadium in L.A. on February 13th to open up the Super Bowl. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A group of House Republicans led by GOP Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana and Representative James Comer from Kentucky wrote CDC Director Walensky to urge her to roll back mask guidelines on children, citing dangers to their mental, emotional, and physical health. Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams sits down with Newsmax and discusses the now versus then differences from the pandemic.
It's important to distinguish between what happened in the past and what we need to do moving forward. I actually disagree with the characterization that the CDC guidelines in the past were harmful to kids, because you have 200,000 kids who've lost a caregiver during the pandemic. But now things are different. Starting today, actually, with the Pfizer submission to the FDA, you may soon be able to have a situation where anyone who wants to get vaccinated can get vaccinated and protect themselves. It's important that moving forward, we ask ourselves, is the benefit of mitigation surpassing the harm of mitigation in a context when everyone can get a vaccination? So it is appropriate to have this conversation now.
Mr. Adams believes the WHO criteria is the path to success.
And I think the WHO criteria is correct moving forward. We need to look at transmission rates. We need to look at adult vaccination rates in the surrounding area. And we need to look at hospitalization rates. And if all those metrics are moving in the right direction or meet a certain threshold, then we shouldn't be masking young kids. I completely agree with that sentiment from the WHO.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Groundhog Day to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, bringing you back to reality. 34 after the hour, the optimist in me, Doug Steffen, says you have found the place of positive thinking, even though sometimes Victoria gives it to me, the old one, too, about how I'm maybe not always pleasant and sweet and kind. Captain Curmudgeon lives.
Are.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan. I'm not going to get into it. Let's do a thank
you. Nice job on self-censoring. I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, that wasn't any place good. The fellow that won that big radio from us, remember at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah,
time?
He was awesome.
What a sweet guy. He sent me the nicest card wishing you and the DJV girls good health and a happy new year.
Aww.
Long-time listener. And I think his name was
That's so cool.
Joby?
Joby.
That's awesome.
Right.
Thanks, Joby.
Thank you for everything you've done, for everything you have given. Thank you for the clock radio. But it was nice. I always like a special thought for people from people. If you send a nice thought, then I like to send good thoughts back again. That's kind of what this place is all about. This is a virtual place, if you will, because Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jay's down in Nashville, Doug's on the farm, and we're talking a lot this hour about money and the we were kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent as to where all the money from Amazon is going. The national median price of a one-bedroom rental apartment up 12%. I think you may have talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah,
I just see this.
Yeah. As a renter.
It's another, it just adds on to what we were just talking about with regard to, the way the economy is going, where it's expensive. I said I couldn't afford to find a place that I liked in Los Angeles versus, you know, what I could, I can find a lot of places I liked, but I can't afford
them. But the ultimate goal is to buy something, and with rent so high, how in the world can people pay rent and then try to save for a house? It becomes almost impossible.
If the rent goes up 14%, which it has in some cities, then in 1 year, then how do you also have enough money to put away and save for a down payment? That's just not feasible. It's not mathematically possible. So, yeah, I don't know. Something's going to have to give.
Something's got to give. The crypto world has seen what they call a tornado cash mixing service. I've put a couple of bucks into this, and I don't know where it's gone up and down like a yo-yo.
Be very careful. Where did you buy this?
I had a friend's son who's doing this full time into it, and he says that the crypto world is about to crash and the best time to buy into it because everything's going to be low, and then bingo.
Well, there's so many scams.
That's what happened before.
You know, we've been talking about this in the tech reports too. The scams are just at an unprecedented level, and they're all related to crypto. And most people who are falling victim are 18 to 39 because older people are not into it and they don't want to mess with it. So it's younger people who are digitally savvy but not financially savvy, and so they're buying into
these scams. So what's the difference between those two things? Let's get down. Let's pair the banana peel off that. The difference in those two, you just defined people in two different ways.
That was according to an FTC report that they found that that most victims are 18 to 39 years old in scams. Yeah. And so, and I think that's correct. They're digitally savvy. They can go on to, you know, they can go on to any social media site. They can read about different things, and then they can go on to any platform and buy and sell crypto. But the problem is they're falling victim to these fake platforms, and they're just losing money. And financially, they don't understand how anything works. It's just all a digital mindset. And I think that's a big problem. You know, so many people are, you know, we were talking yesterday.
I think it is in lots of ways. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking yesterday. The Fed has mentioned in a new report what it would be like if we had a fully digitized currency. And so it would be crypto without all the crazy price swings and fees associated with it. And that's something that the U.S. government is just, they're moving in that direction. They have to. Or else, you know, they're just going to be left out in the cold. But so many other people they don't understand how crypto works. You know, Mayor Adams in New York is taking his salary in crypto, which is just, with the price fluctuations, it wouldn't be me. Can you pay me in crypto?
I still don't understand the translation. What's he get paid, $150,000 a year or whatever it is, $200,000
a year? Whatever the salary is, his monthly paycheck will be in Bitcoin.
Who comes up with a formula to equate those dollars to whatever cryptocurrency?
That's exactly getting paid in stock, though, right? Whatever the value is at the time he's paid, I would think, right?
I don't know how it works. I know a lot of people are trying to move into that. I just don't.
I think it's
really, really risky. And a lot of people who have crypto and then have like a crypto credit card, That is so dumb, because certain types of crypto are meant for investing, other types are meant for spending, and if you mix those two up, then you could end up spending 3, 4, 5 times as much for an item that you're buying.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You think it's cool.
That's nuts.
Valentine's Day is coming up, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, what would happen if the fellow you loved gave you, instead of some bauble, some worthless piece of diamond jewelry, if he gave you some cryptocurrency for Valentine's Day? What would your reaction be? Jay, I'm going to start with you. If your husband, Ryan, gave you crypto for Valentine's Day, how would you respond?
I would take him for a psych evaluation, because something is clearly not right there.
Okay.
I'd be like, what's going on? This is fake money.
What happened? Did you hit your head? Did you false at some point in time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, thanks, Victoria, for giving me a digital IOU.
That's basically
really? That's what you... Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'd say you might as well water my crops in Farmville. Like, what is this?
Right.
Really? That's what you'd say to...
That's a nice callback.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. What's the old expression, a word of the wise is sufficient? I know that you touched on this. I'm feeling like I want to be in Moneyland here for a few more minutes. The IRS and your taxes, if you got a 6419 letter, which is basically them telling you that you got your benefit, now you owe us. Thank you, federal government. This stuff happens all the time. Where you get money and then they want, why would you give people money if you're going to take it back like that?
Well, because they say it's the same thing when Trump did the big tax cut and everyone thought, oh, it's great, I've got more money in my paycheck. Well, yeah, but you're also going to get a bigger tax bill at the end of the year. And so some people like that. They like taking the money up front. And other people want to wait for a big fat refund. I mean, I have a close friend of mine who says that if he gets a refund, then he has every year he has not done his job correctly. He likes to owe every year because he's basically using the government's money.
Get like $1 back.
Yeah. Well, they're using your money. They take your money. If you have every week or whenever you get paid every month, if you're on a salary and they take X number of dollars out and put it in the government's treasury, you don't get any interest on that. It sits there. And yet they charge you interest if you don't pay. There's something really cockeyed about that kind of thinking, and why we let them get away with it. Why is it that we just kind of throw our hands and go, oh, well, it's the government, what can you do? There's a lot you can do. Look at all the protests here, there, and everywhere, whether they're, good, healthy protests or whether they're, the kind that destroy property. It just, we need to be much more vocal about things. Far more important, I think, to be focused on those sorts of things, but it does require education, which, of course, we're lacking in our public school system at the moment. And so people don't really understand how the system works. I thought it was interesting, speaking of money, I don't like the business about corporate greed in a main, that gets convoluted, because I think what people forget about when they talk about corporate greed is that that's where most of the jobs are. So somehow or other, you got to find a balance between what is considered corporate greed. I noticed that I don't think there's ever been anything that AOC said that I agreed with, but her focus on price gouging, I don't think that she's an expert when it comes to this, but she got my attention with the inflation connection to price gouging, and I think that's going, when I talk about the rents in California or what it costs to get on an airplane or whatever it is, buying a car probably is the best example of it at the moment.
Well, and restaurants, too.
Restaurants.
I know we've talked about it here, and it depends on where you are. But, I live in a tourist area, and we have a lot of friends who work at the restaurants in our village, and some of them are managers, and they have admitted that, we're raising prices, and people are still paying for it. So if
people is it a moral, ethical, reasonable increase? I think
some supplies are more expensive, like ketchup packets and things like that.
Well, sure. And also the labor force and the new COVID restrictions cost businesses a lot of money. I mean, I don't know. I guess if this one feels very personal, because I have a close family member who runs a business and runs a restaurant in California, and her costs, her expenses have, they've been through the roof. And so then she has the people that get upset if she has to raise rates, which she doesn't take lightly because she knows people come to her for value. But if she has to raise rates on something, I mean, there are restrictions on how you get meat now. You have to pay more money for meat. There have been some dairy shortages. There have been paper goods shortages. The amount of like plexiglass and gloves and all the stuff you have to do to outfit your server safely. I mean, the cost is it has really gone up.
Yeah, I think it depends where you are. I think in a situation like that, that sounds more like there is like a local clientele. And that's, you know, a loyal clientele that you have to kind of cater to. But if you're in a tourist area, like I have friends who just got back from vacation and they go to the same resort every year in Mexico and they said everything was double the price. And there's no real reason for it other than people are willing to pay it. And
well,
so I think
that's the capitalist system. But I think we're playing a dangerous game here when we continue to look at
if you make people pay $50 for a piece of halibut,
the price of halibut has not gone right.
And that's I looked at a menu last night, $47.
But nobody's forcing you to buy it. If they didn't get people to pay for it, then they would stop serving it.
But I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, it's, I live on the seashore. I live, you know, at the shore community. We know commercial fishermen and they're like, yeah, the price of halibut hasn't changed. It's not like all of a sudden the fish is worth more. It's just restaurants are price gouging.
I'm looking at the Business Insider. Today's Business Insider is the story of an investor named Leon Cooperman, who is a billionaire. As a matter of fact, he lives in New Jersey. He has a trader that is in New Jersey, basically takes care of all of his investments. And he, in this article, he's saying, I get what people are saying about me and about money, but I still feel like I've gotten here on my own, and so I'm responsible to keep it flowing or going. He's pretty good about giving a lot of it away and supporting causes, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I bring it up is because what we have found, the news media has vilified people who make money, and that's just wrong. There are some people who do abuse it, but a lot of people are very helpful with it. And frankly, again, looking at it, you got to realize that without that money, there are no jobs, no companies, and we're all, you know, working for the Chinese Communist government. 48 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Past the hour now in the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who's on the scene in a little village outside of Tel Aviv in Israel. Many of you may have noticed what I posted on my Facebook page last week. It was a picture that was actually taken in, I think it was Israel, wasn't it? The picture of the spoon that was bending the birds was actually starlings. Tell that story.
He was in northern Israel. In a place called Jordan Valley, and this photographer, who is a nature photographer, you know, a la the National Geographic photographers, was venturing out on his birthday just a few days ago, and he didn't know whether he wants snow or he wants to photograph birds, but he decided to photograph birds, so he didn't go up to Hermon Mountain. And lo and behold, he suddenly saw thousands of starlings just zooming and swirling in the sky, and in one split second they turned into a spoonful of sugar. Now this guy, Albert Keshet his name is, was so fast that he just clicked the shutter and he caught two photographs. First a spoon with sugar in its bowl, and then as the spoon was bending. So he put that on his social media. I was bombarded by people from around Israel to look at the photos. I was so amazed that I put it on my website, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I suddenly got a call from the BBC. That's the huge television broadcaster worldwide. And they loved this story, and they came out with a story. And I just saw it in from Sri Lanka, from India, from Finland. It caught fire. It's all over the world. If you just Google Uri Geller, Starling Spoon, all these stories will come up from around the world.
Well, I picture, as I said, I put it on mine because I thought it was fascinating. And what's more fascinating is because you're the spoon bender and you're in Israel, and people immediately would come to the, I would think, the conclusion that you had something to do with this. But it's just one of those things, right? And then you think about Mother Nature and how crazy things are. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, Dougie, today anything can be done with Photoshop. So I have lots of messages from people telling me, oh, come on, Uri, you've been had. This is Photoshop. It's so perfect. The spoon, the outline of the spoon that the birds create is so perfect that people have hard time believing that this is real, but it's absolutely real. And Albert Keshet, the photographer, you can imagine he's elated. He was interviewed all day long today by media from all around the world, because you see that this is a moment that will never occur again. It'll never come back again. But
the fact that you could see it, that's the thing that really is amazing, that somebody actually saw it as it happened. I think that's, there's no accidents.
Exactly.
It's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And he was a photographer.
Yes, and he also filmed part of it. So let's ask our listeners, that why don't you all who are listening to us now try to capture something that is a phenomenon, something interesting, strange, bizarre, quirky, and send it to Doug. And I think that Doug, let's be the judges. You and I decide which one is the most far out one, and you'll post it on your website.
That's a good idea. Website, Facebook, all that sort of thing. I always send people to your to urigeller.com, urigeller.com. Do you have a I don't even know, after all these years, do you even have a Facebook? You must have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I have the three. I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I'm at war with Instagram because they're not verifying my Instagram page. You know, there is a blue tick.
Yeah.
My account has to have a blue tick telling the people who are on it that it is the real Uri Geller. I've sent them pictures, the driving license, passports, zero. So I
people
might
are getting really fed up
with an open
with
letter.
Instagram, for sure. You can check out Uri's books that are on Amazon. You can buy the book, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind. Great for the new year. And also all the other books that he's done over the course of the year, including that dowsing book. Uri Geller here with us every week at this time with amazing stories from an amazing man. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.